This is the brief on the GTA 6 refueling controversy. Rockstar Games is upending two decades of series orthodoxy with mandatory real-time fuel management, sparking a massive debate over exactly where physical immersion ends and mechanical friction begins. First, we got to talk about Rockstar North co-head Rob Nelson, who unapologetically defends the mechanic. He emphasizes that, you know, a 10-second gas station pit stop is actually exceptionally fast, and it's designed to give every player choice real physical weight. It's kind of like adopting a pet. Your car isn't just this disposable infinite-range shell you can crash and ditch anymore. It's a personal companion you've got to actively maintain and keep alive. Second, let's dive into the tactical depth this adds to police pursuits. If you run dry, you'll completely stall. And get this, the cops are bound by these exact same fuel rules. Carjacking now means you're frantically checking the dashboard gauge first. Powertrains matter too. Electric vehicles, like the Coil, offer silent, instant torque, but they keep you trapped near urban superchargers, while internal combustion engine beasts can be revived out in the swamp with a portable jerry can. So, does this intense resource management turn a chaotic 5-star getaway into a stressful math equation? Finally, look at the roleplay community's massive endorsement. While speedrunners are totally panicking over the unpredictability, the GTA RP crowd actually loves it, giving it an 88% approval rating because these mandated stops unlock a total goldmine of organic social drama and new occupational roles. To sum up, GTA 6 is intentionally trading mindless arcade velocity for a gritty, dynamic realism that makes every single mile matter. Go visit techingame.com for more exhaustive deep dives into Leonida. Until you hit those streets, always remember to pack a jerry can.